If you had
Log Talk
didn't
Radio.
Have a chance to be a part of this morning's program, I encourage you to listen to the noon prayer today.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power.
A very good program this
I've
morning.
I've stepped over the line.
And led by the Holy Spirit, in order to really lay out not just the founding documents, but also lay out some really great prophetic words that are that God has established about this nation and that are still going to come to pass. And I like that we were able to find Brother Hagin saying, there is darkness on the land. That was 1987, I believe. But the believers, we're going to stand together and things are going to change. And we're going to continually confront evil every time it sticks its ugly head up. And thank God for that. Let's begin with our confession like we do. In our prayer for the United States of America. And I want to encourage you to never allow the repetitiousness of what we're doing affect you adversely on this, because unless somebody doesn't grab a hold of this and continually speak it until it is so, we'll never see this victory come. And it's one of the challenges that we face in the kingdom, as people are continually wanting something new rather than grabbing a hold of it and saying, wait, this is our foundation. It'll always be the same. And think about how many times that our Father has had to say to people, no, it is time to read your Bible. No, you got to get focused. Go to church. No. And people want new things and they want something exciting. And you know, like our media wants to make it weird and strange or a new movie. But God wants us to stand on the same and meditate in that same law day and night. And you know, all of a sudden we begin to see what makes the kingdom light and easy is it's not difficult. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And thank God for that. Now, where did my people go? There you guys are. Here we go. Rise together with me. Render your honor. Let's make our pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now we'll have a moment of silence as we remember those that are missing in action, those who've paid the last full measure of devotion, those who today bear the scars of combat in their spirit, their soul, and in their body. This moment of silence is in honor of every family of the fallen who will stand somewhere today in honor of their loved ones' life lived and service rendered. This moment of silence begins now. And now, if you will, join with me in singing God Bless America. God bless America, land that I love. stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above, from the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home. And now, let's begin with our opening prayer. Remember, as we say this prayer, we're making declaration, we're making proclamation, we're making, getting wisdom and knowledge and understanding. And thank you, Father, that we learn so much every day in all we do. Father, we pray this prayer and make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to our God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that believers' lives will be changed forever by the word of God, and glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And now we'll turn Facebook Live on. Forgot to add them. There we go. Facebook is now live with us. As we minister to the saints around the world, according to God's holy living word, God sees our determination to change our world. God will never be unjust and forget our work and labor of love which we have shown toward his name, in that we have ministered to the saints and do minister. My life is a seed I am sowing now to bless others. I give, and I know that what I give will be given to me, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. It will be put into my life, for with the same measure that I use to sow, it will be measured back to me in the same measure. Well, here we go. Let's work. I sow my time, talent, and treasure into the kingdom of God today. Peter said to Jesus, see, We have left all and followed you. Jesus answered and says, assuredly, I say to you, everyone who leaves house or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's, you shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands, income and salary, with persecution, and in the age to come, eternal life. Now speak this boldly. I receive the 100-fold of all my life and energy that is laid up in harvest form in heaven. I put it to work on the earth to preach the gospel and save lives around the world. Work, computer. Tonight we fulfill the Great Commission. And Jesus speaks to us saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. I am telling you, I am with you all the way to the end of this age. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Now, I want us to name the names of these nations, because these are the countries that are already with us, and we bless them today. God bless the nations of the world to hear the word of faith. United States of America, Canada, Mexico, Brazil, South Africa, Niger, Nigeria, Ghana, Kenya, Tunisia, Oman, New Zealand, Australia, Malaysia, Singapore, Philippines, Japan, Vietnam, South Korea, Samoan Islands, Thailand, India, Pakistan, Iran, Iraq, United Kingdom, Ireland, Spain, France, Portugal, Germany, Switzerland, Hungary, Finland, Netherlands, Sweden, Estonia, Serbia, Czech Republic, Ukraine, Russia, China, New Guinea, and all the nations of the world. Father, bless every one of these. Bless every pastor in these nations to find this broadcast and learn the principles of faith from us. May our words of hope and life and fun and joy and encouragement cause them to be established in the paths of righteousness for your great name's sake. We speak this over all of the body of Christ around the world. All believers are one and the same in God our Father. Let's say it again. All believers are one and the same in God our Father. There is one body and one spirit, just as we were called in one hope of our calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in us all. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Thank you, Father, for your grace on your gift in my life. Say it again. Thank you, Father, for your grace on your gift in my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, we bless the fivefold ministry all over this nation and around the world. Bless them with great courage and great boldness. Pray it with me. Jesus himself is the one who gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. May God bless the fivefold with great boldness for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God. I love this. To a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name. I want to say that last line again, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. I just love it. I don't know about you, but I just love the thought that I am filled with all the fullness of God. And, you know, Jesus did the work. Now we got to get the revelation of the work that he's done. Verse 14. So that we will no longer be children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. Father, expose their wicked, deceitful plotting in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. But speaking the truth in love, we all grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. I bring my gift and my supply to this body of believers today. Use me to be a blessing to others in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. We join the voices of every great prayer warrior, patriot warrior, passionate patriot of this great nation. We declare, God bless America. God bless America. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal, and they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness in Jesus' mighty name. The Patriot Prayer of Dedication. Father, help us, the living, to be dedicated to the unfinished work which the fallen, the wounded, and the veterans have fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion. We highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain, and that this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here, right now, today. We declare this government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth. Long will our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might, great God, our King. Forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We seek your face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And amen. And amen. Now, I want you to think about something with me. Because God is continually working on our behalf all around the world in many different ways. And when you and I think about our place as prayer warriors, now it's like right now tonight, I can see we've got about 8 of us on, 10, whatever it is. I can see we've got about, I didn't ask you to start talking, sir, it's time to be quiet. 2, 3, 4, 5. There's about 8 of us coming and going. And we just spoke a prayer confession for about 20 minutes. Well, if 3 of us pray for 20 minutes, that's an hour. If 5 of us pray for 20 minutes, we just prayed for 100 minutes. When you begin to think about what God has had us do, we truly are doing a work here. And you think about the fact that this goes on 6 days a week, we're getting 10 to 15 hours of prayer in every week just by you and me doing what we're doing. Now, you might say, well, Pastor, I'm not praying 15 hours myself. Yeah, but see, Jesus said, where 2 or 3 of you agree as concerning anything, that it'll be done for them. So all of a sudden, your prayer, speaking what I wrote, that prayer in agreement with my prayer and these people's prayer, see, now all of a sudden we're getting a mission, a greater mission accomplished than we know anything about. And you know what? We're making an impact into the realm of the spirit that we don't know anything about, because you can't see it with your eyes. But you can tell that it's going on in the realm of the spirit. It's like many times as I'm teaching, I can tell, I can see somebody sitting at their couch or sitting at their table or something to that effect. And I can't necessarily see who they are. I can see where they are, and I can see what's going on with them. Well, why does God do that? Because a couple things. To encourage me that I am walking with him and that this word is having an effect, but also to encourage them. I can speak as he leads me to what they're dealing with. And it's a word of wisdom. It's a word of knowledge. It's understanding. How many times have you been here and all of a sudden I'm saying something that's impacting your life, like right between the lookers, and you're like, wow, how does Pastor know that? Well, I don't know it. I'm just speaking the word of God that he's given me to speak. And in so doing, I am being the voice of God to those people and being a blessing to them. And I think it's amazing and marvelous. And for those of you around the world who are not on Facebook or YouTube, and we can't see that you're there, I very specifically encourage you, very specifically encourage you to send us an email, send us a letter, send us an instant message, something that says, hey, Pastor, here's what's going on where we are. Pray for this. We'll pray for it. And we'll stand in the gap with you in Jesus' mighty name. And then, as I've been saying, for those of you that are in other nations, if you'd like to see this broadcast translated into your nation, I want to encourage you. Get in contact with me. And I want to be in partnership, in agreement with you. And I want to see this be able to be broadcast in your native language, in your nation. And I know we can do this together. And you'll be blessed and we'll be blessed. And you watch God do a mighty, powerful, awesome work in these last days. I mean, literally, guys, when you look at Brother Kenneth Copeland's ministry all around the world, from the top to the bottom and all the way around the middle, he's literally in every nation of the world. Somebody's listening to him in every nation. It's taken him 50 years to get there. But in the day that we live, because we can learn from him, it won't take us 50 years to get there. And even though we're preaching and teaching the same message of faith, we'll reach a different group of people than he's reaching. And we'll be able to go around the world from top to bottom and all the way around the middle and get the mission accomplished that God wants you and I to get accomplished right here at the Community of Faith. Now, you know, I thought about this earlier, and I was going to get it done, and I didn't. So we're just going to do it right now. Let's share our screen again. We'll get our overhead projection up. And, nope. There we go. Hey, it's finally working. Look at there. Let's pull up the Community of Faith mission statement that God has given to us here at the Community of Faith. It's been a while since we said this. So we'll just say again, the Community of Faith. Look right in the middle. It says, we are an international family of mountain-moving believers, a growing community of faith. We have gathered together to study and believe the word for what it actually says, to be free of religiosity and live by faith. We've established a power grid of prayer for the United States of America and the body of Christ. Our process, Facebook Live, YouTube Live, Blog Talk Radio, Confession and Prayer Books, the website, the Tent of Meeting. Our first two verses that God's given us to be the foundation, 1 John 5:4, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. And Hebrews 11:6, He, God, is the rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. And that's our verse of the month, this month. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. For he that comes to God must believe that He is, that's faith, and that He rewards those who diligently seek Him. And that's faith. And thank you for your faith with us every day. Excuse me. Now, our mission statement. Number one, effectively meeting people's needs and propelling them to their eternal destinies. Number two, learning to walk in the righteousness of God, producing the joy of being one with the Father. Number three, to preach the gospel of the kingdom, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. And you too. You want to say it with me? Jesus has anointed me too. Jesus has anointed me too. Brother Randy Kidman, Sister Rebecca Smith, welcome guys. Good to have you. Number four, bringing the greatest breakthrough in life to everyone who meets us. And I think that's wonderful because when you know the truth sets you free. And literally, that is the greatest breakthrough that you can have, is to be set free. Number five, demonstrate all the promises of God in Him are yes and amen. All of the promises are yes and amen. Number six, help every believer move from glory to glory, from faith to faith, from grace to grace. Help every believer find their place and function in their grace. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Might as well say the theme of the year right out loud while we're here. 2022, I am rewarding you. I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me. You will see many answers that come to you quickly. I am the God of answers and the God of thee immediately. Behold, I'm coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. Everybody pause. I want you to see that that literally says everyone is going to get the reward from God. And, of course, those that are wicked in Romans chapter 1, they get the reward of his wrath. And those of us that walk with God, we get the reward of well done, good and faithful servant. Verse 13, I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the beginning and the end. I am the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, I don't know if you can tell or not, but I could very easily have you and I speak the word of God all night long because the word of God is your answer no matter what you're going through and no matter what's happening. Alfonso Vargas. Hey, Brother Alfonso, Why don't you come on here and say something, brother?
Can't see you, Sam.
Hang on just a second. Brother Alfonso, don't leave, man. I need you, bro. Sir. Dr. Reverend Sir Alfonso Vargas. Dial me up on that number and greet the people here. Brother Alfonso is a dear friend of mine. Brother Alfonso Vargas and I went golfing on the most ridiculous day that anyone could ever go golfing. All right? It was 41 degrees and a light rain. And I don't remember why either of us felt like it was going to be beneficial to be golfing at 41 degrees and light rain. And this was in June. And he may have already moved on. If you're there, brother, give me a call. Hey, you don't have to preach all night. Just say, give us 5 minutes of the fired up holy word of God. We saw you the other day. All the folks I preach on at Dr. Barclay's, and we'd love to hear a word from you today. Anyways, Brother Alfonso was in the other golf cart with Pastor Rick, and they had already teed up and had moved off the tee, and so then I was teeing them. It was raining so hard that when I swung the club, I duffed the ball, and the club flew farther than what the ball did right over top of their cart. Anyways, Brother Alfonso, if you're not able, you got surgery? Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak over my brother tonight, this mighty man of God. I declare in Jesus' name that whatever this surgery was, by the stripes of Jesus, he is made whole in his body, in his soul, in his spirit. We say right now, body, be healed in the name of Jesus. Recovery happen immediately now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Bless our brother with healing from the top of his head, this mighty man of God, to the bottom of his feet. By the power of the Holy Spirit that lives on the inside, healing him from the inside out. The same Spirit raised Jesus from the dead. He's given life to this mortal body. I declare you got eyes to see and ears to hear. Your body's strong. Your physical being is strong. And you're mighty in the efforts and the work that God's given you to do. Preach there at your church, up on the hill, and around the world, wherever God leads you. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And amen. And amen. And I'm sure I said it in the video when you were at Dr. Barclay, sir. But your wife did an absolutely wonderful job singing one of our favorite songs we sing right here. And that is the blood of Jesus. So, now, you guys don't know Brother Alfonso. Maybe you do, but this is a good friend of mine. So, since he's laying in a hospital bed, I want us all to turn the mics on and sing this song to him, because it's one of his favorite songs, and it's one of our favorite songs. Now, you don't have to turn your mic on if you don't want to, but I welcome you. Are you ready? Here we go. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain. And my brother in the hospital, and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Wow. How cool is that? Have our brother show up like that here on our program. I love you, man. And I'd love to have you come and share the word of God with us sometime. We're on here every night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, 6 Mountain, 5 Pacific. And if you're out in the water, we don't know what time you're on, but we're sure glad to have you with us in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, that's quite an interesting start to our program tonight. Let's welcome YouTube now, and we're glad to have you with us. I want you guys to think about this. You know, it sounds good. Hey, Dave, good to have you with us tonight, brother. It's good to have Brother Dave with us all the way across the hall from me. Everybody pause just a minute. I want you to think about this. You and I have been doing this for 704 days in a row. Sounds good from outside? You were walking by the window, Dave? That's awesome. 704 days, all of us have been doing this. Now, I want y'all to give yourself a good hand for being faithful in the Lord. Turn your mics on. Let's do it. Now, why in the world do you keep saying that, Pastor? Because, do you know? There you go. Do you know how many churches have never been able to pull themselves together to do something for 5 days in a row? They can't get anybody to stick together. What you and I are doing, guys, is literally supernatural. And really, it's kind of unheard of. We're not doing this for a number. That's not why we do this. But I want to say this number to you every now and then and encourage you, that you and me together as the body of Christ known as the community of faith, we have been doing this together now. And I'm going to tell you something. In the realm of the spirit, we're breaking barriers. We don't see them. God speaks them to us, and we know it by the Spirit, but we don't see them. But in the realm of the Spirit, we're making waves, and our name is known in hell, and our name is known in heaven. And I thank you for your prayer of agreement. I thank you for your faithfulness to be here like you are. Now, don't get a big head about it, but I want you to be encouraged. I want you to go with me, first of all, tonight to Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10. Those of you on YouTube, welcome. It's good to have you with us. make sure you feel free to throw the verses in there. And then if you watch the video again when you're finished, add some timestamps. I love those timestamps because somebody else comes by and says, wait a minute, I want to see that again. And bam, they can hit that timestamp and it'll take me right back and I'll say it again. And they can hit it again and it'll take me back and I'll say it again. And it's a powerful force that truly helps people be able to study the Word of God. And what's amazing is I put timestamps on everything. I don't care what it is. I'm going to put a timestamp in it. I put a timestamp on Fox News the other day. I don't know if it was Jesse Waters. No, who's that other guy? Carlson. What's his name? Tucker. I put a timestamp on him, on his. And the timestamp was this. Trees are tough to legislate. It's a pretty good statement. And I threw a timestamp in, but it'll be a blessing to you and to somebody else. Hebrews chapter 6. And let's go down here and we're going to read verse number 9, 10, 11, and 12. 9 through 12. Hebrews chapter 6. Verses 9 through 12, when you get there, hold your Bible up. We'll make our confession tonight, just like we do every time we come here. You ready? Say it with me. This is my Bible. I believe what God's Word says. I am what Jesus says I am, because He is the great I am. The Holy Spirit of God, my resident teacher, is making His Word come alive in my life tonight. I receive the Word of God and plant Him as a seed in the good soil of my heart, producing a hundredfold return in my spirit, soul, and body, in Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Add to your faith a renewed mind. That's tonight's subject. We've been in a series now talking about adding to your faith. And our topic tonight is a renewed mind. Let's look at this. Hebrews chapter 6, verse number 9. But beloved, we're confident of better things concerning you, things that accompany salvation, though we speak in this manner. Now, chapter 6 is a pretty tough chapter because this is the one that says it's impossible to restore some people to the faith after they've come and received the things of God. And I know there's a bunch of preachers out there today that'll say, well, God would never be that way. But you can't take that verse out of the Bible, and you can't take the one out of chapter 10 that matches it out of the Bible, and you can't take the verse in Romans chapter 1 out of the Bible. You and I can't take the story of the five wise and five foolish virgins out of the Bible. You just can't do it. We've got to let God be God and say what He says. Now, verse 10, God is not unjust to forget your work. Everybody say the work of the ministry. My Zoomers are being real quiet tonight for some reason. The work of the ministry. That's our work. Thank you, Mary, for putting the verses in there. God is not unjust to forget your work and your labor of love, which you have shown toward His name, that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. Many of us, when we came here, were just trying to find something to do during the pandemic. And we were glad that there was somebody online teaching the Word of God, and we got questions answered, and we got revelations given to us. God took us to a new level in our own lives. There's been many people blessed all over the world. Over 500 people a month come and partake of what we do here. And we know, we can see them, there's 41 nations of the world that receive from us from one point to another, one time to another throughout the week. So you and I know that this gospel is going out and changing people's lives. We've been a blessing in Africa, South America, Australia, New Zealand, all across Asia, in Pakistan, in India, and now all across Europe. And you might say, well, Pastor, how are we even reaching those people? I don't know. I never advertised, and all y'all showed up, and we thank God for you, and we bless you. And just as we said, if you're interested in putting this into this message of faith in this kind of an atmosphere of learning into your nation, I encourage you to contact me, because I'm serious about getting this put into some other nations and other languages so that it makes it easy for people to understand. We got one of the greatest messages out there. Very simple. His yoke is easy, his burden is light, and he's come to live within you. Let's keep reading. God's not unjust to forget your work and your labor of love, which he has shown toward his name, and that you minister to the saints, and you do minister. You know, I want you to think about it. You and I have had to renew our minds on that issue, because some of you, when you showed up here, were pretty selfish. Some of you, when you showed up here, were really religious and kind of sanctimonious. But I won't name any names, because then nobody has to feel like it was you. You can point your finger at somebody else. But you know what's been awesome about this? Is all of us every day, or, you know, every so often had somebody that we knew that was dealing with COVID. And we went to prayer, and we saw God perform a miracle in those people's lives. And then some of them, they went on to heaven. And that's not what I wanted. That's not what my prayer said. But in many cases, it's what their words said. And you and I can't overcome their prayers. So that doesn't matter. We learned to deal with this pandemic and then rebuke it at the top, right at its root, where it came from. We found out that you don't get the pandemic if you turn CNN, MSNBC, and all those alphabets off. If you turn that off, you don't get it. You won't even get monkeypox. No. You'll just be healthy. I like it. You turn on the Victory Network and you get healed. You turn on CNN, you catch diseases. So stay away from them. Can you imagine if you did a study of how many people who listen to CNN catch the pandemic? And if you did the same study on how many people that listen to Victory or us, you get healing. Wait, it would be a very good study and very documentable, and should be on the front pages. Matter of fact, somebody text that to Brother Gene on Flashpoint tonight, and we'll get him studying that, and then we'll be able to see that report as it comes out. Verse 11, we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope. Brother Dan was teaching with us one night about hope, that radical belief and knowing that God is going to do something for you. Not I'm hoping and a praying. Oh, I wishy, wishy, maybe, maybe, mighty, mighty. No, I know whom I have believed in, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. My beautiful wife, Leanne, has joined us on YouTube. Welcome, love. Good to have you with us tonight. And call you blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Everybody run over to YouTube and say hi to her and be a blessing to her. We love you so much. Now, look at verse 12, that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. Well, a lot of people, when they hear the patience word, they go way off the deep end. But I got a word for you. If you will renew your mind to the word of God about patience, you'll no longer believe all those old wives' tales. You ever notice somebody say, oh man, don't pray for patience, because as soon as you do, God will send you all kinds of persecution. No, God doesn't do that. He doesn't tempt man with evil. The enemy shows up with that garbage. Now, just do this. 23 times in the New Testament, the word patience is used. Now, let's just ask a simple question tonight for the sake of asking it, since tonight's topic is renewing your mind. How many of you can quote all 23 verses that have to do with patience? Well, I'm going to tell you right now myself, I can't quote them all. And yet, all of us have a belief system that we claim is very biblical about patience. And yet, we can't quote all 23 verses of the New Testament on patience. Well, what does that tell us? That tells us we don't have a solid foundation of the Word of God on the subject of patience. Amen, Mary. I know who I believe in. Now watch this. I'm not going to study patience because that's not our topic. I'm going to continually challenge you and me and everyone who comes to be a part of our program at any time. Lay down all of your books. I'm going to reach back here and grab them again. Lay down all your books. They got out of order somehow here. Who messed my books up on me? All right. Lay down all these books next to the Word of God. And if these books don't match the Word of God, you're going to have to lay these books down. Because even though this book here is called The Gifts and Ministries of the Holy Spirit by Lester Sumrall, and this is a very good book on the Holy Spirit, when you stand before Jesus on the day your works are tried by fire, you're not going to be judged by Lester Sumrall's books. You're going to be judged by this book. In the day we live with Bible apps that help you search every word. Think about this. 55 times in the New Testament, the word mind is used. See, you and I don't have to wonder what God says about it. We just have to get busy and pick up this book and begin to study what the Bible actually says. Thank God for the men of old, Benny and Wesley and Finney and Luther and Billy Graham and Charles Stanley and Brother Copeland and Dr. Oral Roberts, Dr. Barclay, all the great men of faith of our day. But I got a word for you. When you stand before Jesus, Jesus ain't going to ask you about any of those men. Jesus is going to say, you lived in America. You not only had Jesus on the radio and on the TV and on the internet and YouTube and Facebook and Blog Talk Radio and 87 other platforms, But you had four or five Bibles, different translations in your house. Why didn't you use them? We've got to renew our mind, and we got to see this. Watch this. Let's go to our verses for tonight. I'm way behind, but Brother Alfonso showed up, so I had to sing a song just like his wife did, because you sang my favorite song, Brother Alfonso. That's one of my most favorite songs in all the world. I'm not sick. For some reason, I just seem to be a little short on volume tonight. I'm not sure what that's all about. I got lots of water on board. I've been eating watermelon. Anybody else want to say thank God for the Mexicans sending up watermelon? I picked that watermelon up at Walmart in northern North Dakota. How that watermelon can get all the way from Mexico to North Dakota and taste that good, and it only cost me $4, I'm amazed. And God bless our Mexican brothers and sisters who's growing us those good watermelons. Keep it up, boy. And all y'all in Texas, hurry up and get them planted, because we like Texas watermelon too. Here we go. Let's go to our first verse for tonight. Matthew chapter 22. No. Let's stick with our main verses for our study. John chapter 4. John chapter 4. These are our main verses. John chapter 4, verses 3 and 5. John chapter 7. John chapter 14. And then John chapter 17. These are our theme verses for this series on adding to your faith. Here we go. John 4, and let's go to verse number 23. Thank you, Francetta. Yeah, well, thank you too, Francetta. Michael, God bless you guys. We love you. Thank you, Sunday. Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Rebecca, for putting verses in on your respective platforms. I truly appreciate it. John 4, 23 and 24. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Jesus was teaching even the Samaritans, who the Jews thought were dogs. There was a serious prejudice between the Jews and the Samaritans. To a Samaritan at the well, he talked to a woman who was a Samaritan, and she was an unmarried woman. And it obviously lived a pretty rough life, because she was on her fifth marriage, and that wasn't even her husband. And yet, did you notice that Jesus didn't condemn her? Jesus just said, well, go get your husband and bring him out here so that I can show him too the ways of God. As Jesus wants to reach you and every bad or good person in your life, no matter where they've been, because he loves them all. Let's keep reading. Jesus said, the Father is seeking you. When you're born again, the greatest thing that happens is Jesus, by his blood, purges your life from every sin. And in so doing, reconciles you with the Father. So you get to have a relationship one-on-one with Father God. Look at what it says. The Father is seeking that relationship with you. John chapter 14. Let's go down here to verse number 10, and we're going to go through 14. No, that's not the right verses. Pause. I went immediately to a different message, and I can't preach that one tonight, although I love it. John 14, verses 16, 17, 20, and 23. I'll say it again. John 14, verses 16 and 17, and then three more, 20, three more, 23. Watch this. And I will pray the Father. He lives in. Yeah. Say it out. All you Zoomers, take your mics on and say, he lives in me. I lost him. Can you guys hear me? Say it again.
He lives in me.
He lives in me. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
He lives in me.
He does live in you, Rebecca. It's very evident. Verse 16, I'll pray the Father and he'll give you another comforter, helper, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. Now watch this. But you will know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. John 14, verses 16 and 17, 20 and 23. Very good, Mary. That looks very good. You're doing a great job. Verse 20. At that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. If Jesus is in the Father and Jesus is in you, guess where that puts the Father? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit have come to make their abode on the inside of you and me. That's why Jesus said, the Father is seeking those who will worship him in spirit and in truth. Verse 23, Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. Look at this. My Father will love him. Father loves you for keeping the word. And we will come to him and make our home with him. He chooses to come and live on the inside of you. John chapter 17. Add to your faith a renewed mind. God be in my help, and he is. Before Jesus comes back, you'll realize that you get to be one with the Father. Watch this. Where did the time go tonight, guys? Verse 20. I do not pray for these alone. That's Jesus. But also for those who will believe in me through their word. That's you. And me. Want to say it? I believe the word. I believe the word. Have you ever noticed that Jesus didn't write any of these books for the Bible? Jesus is the living word. But he didn't write a book to the Bible. That's not how the Father wanted it done. The Father wanted men who had surrendered to the Holy Spirit to allow the Holy Spirit to inspire them to write these words so that you and I would be able to be instructed by them. He lives in me. Verse 21. That they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you. So they're one. Watch this. That they may also be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. When you and I realize we get a relationship with the Father, reconciliation. And as soon as we're reconciled with the Father, he makes us a minister of reconciliation. Why? You're reconciled. You can tell other people how to get where you are. Oh, how wonderful it is. 22. And the glory that you gave me, I gave them. Look at this. That they may be one just as we are one. Get this down. Your whole life changes. This is no longer you and I with our Bible, shaking it at the devil, shaking it at God, shaking it at everybody else. No. No, we realize, hold it. I got a higher position, a higher echelon than just a religious person at a church. I am walking with my Father, and he lives in me every day of my life. And there's no way I'm going to do anything ever to hinder my relationship with my Father. Ever, never, 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 never. Verse 23. I in them, and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. Many people want to tell you to become a quote-unquote Christian, or you must be born again, but then they tell you that's the only thing that's important. No. No. You're a minister of reconciliation. You're an ambassador of the kingdom of heaven. You have been made a king and a priest to our God. You are literally an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. You have royal blood flowing in your vein. The very same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives inside of you, producing life on the inside out. On the inside out. And the Father said, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, he's going to come and he's going to make you and I his abode. Now, I got so many verses that I wanted to read. 2 Corinthians chapters, what did I say? 6. Yeah, that's right. 6. And verses 16 through 18. For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I love these verses. I will dwell in them. And I will walk among them. I will be their God. And they shall be my people. That's big. You add to that verse right there. Deuteronomy 28, where he said, I'll make you a holy people, a special people unto myself. God's going to make us his own special people. But don't miss verse 17. Come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Now watch this. I will be a father to you. Not when you're perfect, as soon as you come to him. God's not your father someday. God's your father the first day. He won't love you more a year down the road than he loves you right now. It's all done. It's all done. Before the foundation of the world, this was all set in order. And it was predestined in God's kingdom that you find it. He's not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. He said, I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters. The difference between God the Father and Robert Connell, my father, is Robert Connell had to go home to his own house. He couldn't stay with me every day. But God, my father, lives on the inside of you and me. Want to shout it with me? He lives in me. He lives in me. Go with me to Philippians chapter 2. I'm going to get a verse that says mind in it yet tonight. You ready? Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. You know me. It's only 3 minutes to 9, man. I can still get another 35 verses in here. And then in a minute, we'll receive communion. Brother Alfonso, we'll receive communion in a few minutes, sir, if you can hang out with us that long. This is a tough group of believers, though. We'll preach the gospel for 2 or 3 hours at a time here. It's a good thing. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Say it, I have the mind of Christ. Some of you, right now, just what I'm getting ready to read is going to stretch you way out of your religiousness. But let God stretch you out of it and don't ever go back to it. Why go back to what had you bound and broke and weak? Because it was familiar? And don't let familiar sin be what you go do because it was familiar. Break out of that mold and become the mighty, awesome body of Christ. Where am I at? 5, 6. Who being in the form of God did not consider robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. He had to make himself become this because it was not him. Taking the form of a bondservant, coming in the likeness of men, and being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself, became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him, given him the name which is above every name. Every name of those in heaven, of those on earth, those under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I say it again, Brother Alfonso. Surgery, Jesus is Lord, and healing happens immediately. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 16. Let's do 1 Corinthians 2, 14 through 16. Can I get a big amen from anybody?
A great amen.
Anybody else?
Amen.
Amen. I love you. Sister Julian. Brother Julian.
I'm busy.
All right. Well, get on busy and say amen.
You're speedy, Gonzalez. You're going fast and I'm trying to keep up.
You're doing a good job, Rebecca. Thank you. I appreciate your help. Sister, Brother Julian and Sister Vamala, we love you. We appreciate seeing your name show up in our program all the time. Kathy Angaroni, welcome. Good to have you with us tonight on YouTube. Bless you. We speak over you, Julian and Vamala, life and health and strength into your bodies. I haven't heard. Make sure you let us know how things are going in Malaysia. We've had such a battle going on here that I kind of lost track of you guys, of where things were at, but it's all right. We're winning the battle. We want you to know that we pray for you every day, and we're asking God's blessing on your life, on your city, your community, on your church, in Jesus' mighty name. Where'd I go? I went to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 14 through 16. Watch this. The natural man, that's you, human, flesh and blood, does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they're foolishness to him. Nor can he know them because they're spiritually discerned. Sometimes the natural mind has a severe problem understanding the ways of God because it's trying to get it intellectually. And you got to have your brain and you got to have your mind, but the word of God is not received intellectually, although you got to be able to receive it with intelligence. This word comes alive by revelation, by manifestation, by illumination, because the Holy Spirit of God lives on the inside of you. Look at verse 14. The natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, if you're just in your natural man, for their foolishness to him. And he cannot know them because they're spiritually discerned. Those who worship the Father must worship him in spirit and in truth. He who is spiritual now and has the Holy Spirit, he judges all things. Who has known the mind of the Lord that he might instruct him? Well, nobody. But we have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. Thank God that we have the mind of Christ. Go with me to Romans chapter 12. The natives are restless tonight. I don't know if you guys can hear them, but wow, they're going at it out here tonight. And here in North Dakota, that's a big truck and a little car and four-wheel drive and a four-wheeler and a motorcycle and a tractor be by a minute, you know. Get to see it all here. Here we go. Romans chapter 12, verses 1, 2, and 3. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies. Present your body a living sacrifice. Offer yourself to God. Holy, acceptable to God. You don't have to worry about me. You don't have to worry about the church. If you walk with God, you will always do what's right. Why? Because he leads you in. That's why those verses in 2 Peter, that's why we simplified that the other day. Adding to your faith virtue, and the virtue knowledge, and the knowledge self-control, and perseverance. All of those things you're going to add, you don't have to wake up one morning and say, well, let's see, today I'm going to add perseverance. No. You wake up today and the Father says, I need you to go over here and do this. As you go do that, you're going to add on that day faith and virtue and knowledge. You're going to add on that day self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love. Why? Because it'll take all of those characteristics for you to accomplish what it was he asked you to go do. And as you go do it, you will add to your faith. People show up and they throw a fit because everything doesn't go away, go their way. Well, what is that? That's you and me adding to our faith everything that we need to be solid, powerful Christians in the mighty name of Jesus. You know, his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Romans 12 verse 3 says, I say to the grace given to me that everyone is among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but don't think any lower than you ought to think. Because God has dealt to every one of us the measure of faith. So, with your measure of faith, you renew your mind to the things of God. Let's go look at those verses. What are they? Matthew, let's see. Matthew 13, Matthew 11, 25 through 30. Matthew 11, 25 through 30. Kathy, you said I sound like a horse. That's awesome. My face looks thin. Have I been eating? I fasted that whole day, Kathy. I actually made it. And then I haven't made it since. Woo! If you are listening tonight and your health is a major issue to you, I want to encourage you. I got a video I want you to watch. It's not of me. It's of a doctor. And he tells you how the body works and how food coming into the body works. And he'll teach you to fast. I've never done it before, but this year I was able to do a 40, my wife, Leanne, and I were able to do a 40-day fast. At the beginning of the year, changed her life. Ever. And God has shown me how to help you become healthy and literally get you off of every med that you're on. I am serious. It's going to happen. We've had several people that it's already happened to. Powerful testimonies of how God delivered them. But in all reality, if you just treat your body like God created your body. Your body in itself will take care of itself, and you won't need all that medication. And you don't have to go on a starvation diet. You don't have to exercise 2 hours a day. You actually get to eat whatever it is you'd like to eat, and then you'll become more healthy. It's like Sister Lynn tonight before she went to go drive Dash. She's got this big pot of soup out there. Cabbage and rutabaga and potatoes and carrots and tomatoes and onions and mushroom. Woo! It's amazing. It's delicious. And I encourage you, if that's you, and you might say, Pastor, I really got to do something with my health. Well, get connected with me. Honestly, send me an email. You can find my email address right there in the notes of this program on Facebook, on YouTube, and on Blog Talk Radio. And I want to be a blessing to you. I will help you. You'll be able to lose that weight. Look at me. I've lost 2 pant sizes. I lost over 40 pounds, 30 pounds. And I have not felt this healthy in a long time. I know my eyes got a few bags on them right now, but God keeps waking me up in the middle of my sleep and talking to me. And I've not yet learned effectively how to take a nap in the afternoon. So that's probably why I sound like a horse, Kathy. Let's look at this verse and we'll be done. I really want you to contact me, though, please. If you have a problem with your weight, if you're on a bunch of meds and you want to get off them, please contact me. I don't have nothing to sell you. I don't have no membership to give you. I can help you see how to be healthy, and it'll change your life forever. Matthew chapter 13. Let's go to 27. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father. Nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal himself. Well, that was, Jesus wasn't willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 28. I fast for 16 hours and eat one meal a day. Come on, Kathy, 4 days in a row. That's awesome. That's awesome, man. I'm proud of you. God bless you. Father, help everybody see what she's doing. In Jesus' mighty name. Verse 28, come unto me, all you who labor, they're heavy laden, weighed down, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Why? I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. Why? Because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Watch this. Add to your faith a renewed mind. I'm going to have to hit this with another night because I didn't get it done tonight in any sense of the word, but Jesus said, take my yoke upon you. Well, what's his yoke? His yoke is the revelation of this word living deep inside of your life. And you and I come into the revelation. We've been reconciled with the Father. And he wants to have a relationship of oneness with us. One with us. Every single day of our life. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. And whenever life gets difficult, you and I got to look at it and say, no, shut up, brain. Quit trying to complicate it. Mind, I use you to gather the information the spirit man needs to get to the place where God wants us to be. Don't let your mind tell you, the spirit, what's going on. You, the spirit, tell this mind and body exactly what's going to happen in your life. And you watch God take you from where you are right now to a whole new revelation of his awesome love and mercy and grace in your life. See, the Father said that he's seeking people like you and me who will just relax and walk in a relationship with you. I'll talk about Brother Dan because he's my cousin. Dan and I, we never had any problem being coddles. That's how we was raised. That's where we was born. So we're coddles. You're just getting it out there. It's a beautiful night here in North Dakota. The sun's still up. Got another hour of daylight yet. Beautiful. You got to come see us. And come next week for the Believers Convention in Fargo. That's a good time. You'll see you there. But see, Brother Dan and I didn't have any trouble being coddles. Why? It's who we are. That's how we were born. Well, you don't have any trouble being a son or a daughter of God. You're born again. You're a member of the family. You might say, but Pastor, I find myself very obviously not thinking like God. That's because you've got to renew your mind to what this book says. And you've got to be quick to say, wait a minute, that belief system I've had is an old wives' tale, and I'll not believe it anymore. I'm not going to hang out with those religious people that teach me all that religious bondage anymore. Not going to do it. I'm going to stick with the Word of God and the family of God so that I can be free and free indeed. Amen, Kathy. I'm not just existing. I am living. I love it. Amen, amen. There's a testimony right there to this doctor that I would send you to. I'm very serious. Very serious with you. If you need help in your body, you don't have to do anything with the doctor except just listen to it. He doesn't want one penny from you. He's not selling anything. He's not trying to make you get on an exercise regime. He's a cardiologist that needs you to listen to how this body operates and then function with how the body operates, and you immediately become healthy. He's not even talking about God, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost. He's just talking about do what the body says to do, and you'll be healthy. It's amazing. Thank you for that testimony, Kathy. That's awesome. Our Father has come and made his abode on the inside of us. You know what that means? He's there 24/7, 365. He doesn't have a problem talking to you. You and I have a problem hearing him because we've got him covered up with religiosity, old wives' tale, religionism, denominationalism. If you don't know what the Bible says, but you know what your doctrinal book says, I guarantee you, you're going to be short of what God wants. Because that doctrinal book is going to tell you what they want you to believe according to their doctrine. How many verses did I say there was? 55 verses that have the word mind in it in the New Testament. It would do you good. Now that's a dirt bike. But he's not in the dirt. He's just running down the road. Okay. My face is crystal clear on YouTube. Thank you, Jesus. Wait, can you tell whether or not I've shaved? Glory be to God for the wonderful relationship we get to have with our Father every day in Jesus' mighty name. Let's pray, and then we'll receive the communion elements together. Father, thank you. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, you shed your blood. You took those stripes. Thank you that you gave us access. To be reconciled with our Father. Thank you, Father, that you love us with a love that no human on this earth can ever explain. I thank you that you live on the inside. Thank you that you didn't just take away my sin, but you have literally adopted me into your family. You made me your own. I have a place at the supper table. I have a place in the kingdom. You've got a special ambassadorship just for me. And I get to rule and reign with you as a king of priests. I have the robe of righteousness. You put those shoes on my feet and you gave me the family signet ring. Oh, we thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Spirit who lives on the inside of us every day. Thank you for your holy word that makes us strong. Thank you for every one of these wonderful believers. You've built an amazing body here, Father, and we love every one of them. Help us, Jesus. Help us that we'll reach the world right here so that we can see thy kingdom come. And thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. We love you, Father. Thank you that you've made it simple. To him who has revelation, more will be given. And this group of believers want all we can give. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen, Zoomers. Let's hear a big amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen.
Great amen.
And the great amen, Roger. Glory be to God. Now, for those of you that are new, this is something you won't see on most live streams. Where they're teaching the word of God. You will see the host get up and leave right in the middle of his program. However, I have forgotten my communion juice again. I'll be right back. Somebody sing or something while I'm gone. I think while I'm up, I'll close the window a little bit. La, 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 la. Nobody sang. Of all the qualified singers we have here, and nobody sang. Oh, that's all. For those of you that are joining us online, this may be your first time here. We welcome you to receive the communion elements with us tonight. According to God's holy word, every time the word of God, every time the body of Christ is broken and his blood is shared, if you're a member of the body, you can be a part of those wonderful sacraments, and it'll be a blessing to you. I know many people say, well, you got to be a member of our church. No. No, that's a violation of your creed as a minister of the gospel to hold somebody from the wonderful elements of Jesus' broken body and his blood shed just until they get a membership. They have a higher level of conduct than that as a minister of the gospel. So, no matter who you are, tonight, no matter where you are, no matter what nation you live in, according to this book, God's holy word, you can receive communion with us. I'm getting ready to read the verses to you. The cool thing about the community of faith is we don't play games here. I'm not afraid to speak the truth. I'm not afraid to call out somebody that's in error. Jesus told Paul how to receive communion, and it doesn't say bishop, elder, deacon, nothing. It says if you want to receive it, you can. So I welcome you. Go get you some bread and some grape juice. Get you some bread and water. Okay, so that was the first time I saw them. And it's a big guy on a big bike and a little guy bike, and they're chasing each other. Kathy, it is closed all the way now. I was leaving it open a crack because I enjoyed the breeze. Here we go. Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Verse 23, let's read it together. And let's just see what the Bible says. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. When he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, his redemptive work, until he comes. Verse 28, let a man examine himself, and then let him eat of the bread and drink of a cup. It didn't say, let a man go to church, become a member, get baptized, bring his tithe. All of those are violation of the communion. They're all important processes. You can't hold communion because somebody's not one of those that violates this book. Don't do that. Verse 28 says, let a man examine himself. And then, once he's examined himself, and he knows he's in God, let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17, love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is head, so are we the body. Thank you, Jesus. Perfect love casts out fear and the torment that goes with it. Because there is no fear in love. Trauma, I bind you from every one of these people's lives. I can feel it leaving. It's not a feeling. I'm telling you right now, trauma's leaving your life. Tell it to go. Say, get out of here, trauma. Go, trauma. Your power is broken in these people's lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, I know. Some people say, Pastor, you skipped a couple verses there, and you shouldn't do that if you're a preacher of the gospel. I didn't skip them. I focused on the verses that you should focus on if you need Jesus. Verse 27 is judgment against those who come here playing games. But if you come here on purpose, I need you, Jesus. That is all you need to say and mean, and you are ready to receive the communion elements. I need you, Jesus, in my life every day. Let me ask you a question. When does communion work for you? When you get in the big cathedral and you get the big bishop or deacon come and do something? Or does this broken body and blood work for you the greatest when you're fighting sin and you're fighting sickness and you're fighting disease? Ain't nobody going to be with you to give it to you then. But I guarantee you his broken body and his bloodshed will work for you in your home. I've been there. I've done it. I'm speaking from experience, not from some book that I learned in a Bible college somewhere. Don't put those restrictions on people. Whosoever will may come. Now we're going to pray the prayer of salvation. We want everybody to be right with God. In this prayer, you'll be right with God if you're not right now. It's a prayer of rededication. And it's the prayer of hallelujah. I'm walking with God. Pray this with me. Those of you that are on Zoom, turn your mics on and pray it with me. Let's have the whole church show up. Ready? Father, in the name of Jesus. Brother Roger, you're all by yourself. Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, you guys are saying it. Sorry. Oh, it's just technology. I know I need you in my life every day. That's what I like to hear. And according to John 3:16. When I believe in you. You give me everlasting life. And I will not perish.
I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are.
And I receive you into my life right now.
I receive you into my life right now.
All of your love.
All of your love.
All of your mercy.
All of your mercy.
All of your grace.
And all of your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. So I live in power. Understand the word of God. Pray in my heavenly language. And live a successful life. As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I receive it done in Jesus by the name.
I receive it done in Jesus by the name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Say it. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And then I want you guys on Zoom to say, welcome to the family of God.
Welcome. Welcome to the family of God.
Hallelujah, I love it. Now, you might say, Pastor, I've never seen a communion service like this before. I know, I never had either until we started doing this. And one of the hardest times I've ever laughed in my life was right here during communion. God just showed up and said, oh yeah? Well, watch this. God showed up. And we laughed for 15 minutes. See, in churchianity, we've made it something that it's not. And we do it for what? A show? There's no show here, guys. There's his yoke is easy, his burden is light, and I receive you, Jesus. I receive you. You might, you. I know some of you are saying, Pastor, something's going on the inside. Yeah, what's going on the inside? Right now is Jesus, the author and finisher of the faith, has just come inside of you. And because he came inside of you, you're now filled with life and faith and hope and love. and he made you his son, his daughter. My. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not sure what you're talking about, Rebecca or Kathy, but give me some more words and I'll give you an answer on that. Now, you might say, Pastor, I don't even know how to be a Christian. Don't worry about being a Christian. Just wake up every day and walk with God. Wake up in the morning, lay there in your bed, and say, Father, help me walk with you today, and he will help you. Open your Bible, read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the book of Acts, and then read it again and read it again and read it again. Get back to our Read the Word program where we're reading the Bible through this whole year out loud so you can hear. That's on YouTube, my YouTube channel. And here's the thing. God just came in. Now, Almighty God. And he's now made his abode in me. Now, no, Rebecca, it wasn't something you said. It was what Kathy Angaroni said. You guys taking shots here? We laughed for a long, long time that night. It was good. But now watch this. We've got hundreds of videos that teach you how to walk with God. And I want to be that blessing to you right there in the notes of the program. You can find my email address. Email me, say, Pastor, I want to walk with God. Help me. We'll send you some introductory videos, help you find your place in God and walk with him every day. This program's on here every evening, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, 6 Mountain, 5 Pacific. And this is always an instruction time where we teach you how to walk with God and live in faith. And so thank you for being here and being a part of this in Jesus' mighty name. Let's receive our communion elements together. Get your grape juice and bread. If you don't have grape juice, get you some water. Jesus used the fruit of the vine and broken bread. And I encourage you to do the same. That's part of being excellent. And now let's receive it together. We'll bless it first. Those of you on Zoom, you can turn your mics on. I enjoy it when you pray the prayer with me, and I'm sure everybody else does also. Here we go. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement for my peace is upon you, Lord. And by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my
mind, my will, and my emotions. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Every joint supply and in my body. Every joint supplying in my body. Remind me to tell you a good story on that when we get done. Ready? From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community. And right here in this community of faith. In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive his broken body together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, 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 thank you. And now, we lift up the cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus,
by the blood of Jesus,
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus, I've been reconciled with you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus,
by the blood of Jesus,
every sin is placed in remission,
every sin is placed in remission
in my life forever.
In my life forever.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
Old things have passed away.
All things have
become
new.
And all things have become new. And I love it.
And I love it.
By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly. To the throne room of grace.
The throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
My assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony.
By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague has to pass over my life.
Every plague has to pass over my
and
life.
And cannot be on me or my family.
Not be on me or my family.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church without spot or wrinkle.
The glorious church without spot and wrinkle.
Or any other blemish when you come for me.
Any other blemish until you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Mighty name.
Let's receive his bloodshed. Now, some of you will look at my cup and say, what are you doing, Pastor? In case you didn't know, Solo made these just for me. Though your sins were as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow when you add the blood of Jesus. I can find them in any gas station around the nation. And it's got enough communion juice in it to wash down that bread you just ate. So you're not spitting it on the screen. It's called the practicalities of being a Christian. You ready? Let's sing that song we sang earlier. I'll put it a little lower this time. The blood, I can't sing, that Jesus shed for me. Way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Well, thank you guys for all your help tonight. Sister Phyllis isn't with us tonight for some reason. Sister Phyllis, we call you blessed and healthy and healed and whole and strong. And we declare in the mighty name of Jesus, wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, God's hand of blessing and love and protection is upon you this evening. So, Somebody else needs to get Jude verses 20 through 25 and read them for us. Who wants to do it? Of course, it's probably got to be one of you Zoomers. Amen, Mary. He lives in me. I believe in the word of God. Wow. I lost track of all my Facebook folks here. Where did you guys go? Brother Fonzo said, I love it. I will do it. Thank you, brother. I love you, man. Don't know what you're in there for, but let me know. We'll be praying for you. All right. Who's going to read our verses? Anybody volunteering? All right, I'll read it. Beautiful sunset tonight. Everybody give me just a minute. I'll take a picture so you can see it. All y'all got to get out here one of these summers and enjoy a couple of days out here in North Dakota. This is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place. And even if it rains, we can still go see the buffalo because they don't care about the rain. It just gives them a good washing. Here we go, Jude verses 20 through 25. But you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. On some, having compassion, making a distinction, but others, save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments defiled by the flesh. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen and amen and amen. Now, one more verse to say. You ready? Everybody say it with me. Say, I receive. Go ahead, Audrey. You're the only one left on. Say, I receive.
I receive.
The hundredfold return.
The hundredfold return.
That belongs to me.
That belongs to me.
For sowing my life tonight.
Pursuing my life tonight.
Into God's kingdom.
Into God's kingdom.
And the lives of people around the world.
And the lives of the people around the world.
I want to use my hundredfold to preach the gospel.
I want to use my hundredfold
to preach the gospel.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for being our friends and partners. I love this team. I'll take you anywhere I go in the nation, in the world. Guys, well, I'll go to Israel. Let's all go to Israel real quick before Jesus comes. Wouldn't that be a cool trip?
Yes.
I don't know, Pastor. I don't know whether I believe Israel's safe or not. Well, Amir Sarfati says it's safe. So, I don't know. I know I definitely want to be there before Jesus comes back, though. And I would take you guys, every one of you with me. We would see the world together in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for your friendship. Thank you for your partnership. In Jesus' mighty, awesome name. Till we see you again. Remember, tomorrow is Saturday. We don't have noon prayer on Saturdays. But we'll see you back here tomorrow night for question and answer session. And any of this you have a question about, anything. Just ask it again, no matter how many times we've heard the question, because it'll help somebody else know how to live their Christian life. Until we see you again then, this is what I say. Remember this. We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is
Lord.
And yeah.